grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to episode 20 of My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast from Wisconsin's sunny West Coast. Why would you drink alone when you can drink with us? I want to give a quick shout out to the friends of My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast. You guys are awesome. You share our posts on Facebook. You like them. You comment. And that really helps us out a lot. There's a snowball effect to that, and we really appreciate it. And we reward you for that. You get in each week's contest. You get an automatic entry, and we're going to announce a few winners today who did just that. And well, look at them now. They probably don't have to work now anymore because they have a Murph's T-shirt or whatever.
So that let go.
Yeah,
for being on this show.
We're out on the patio today. This is our special tailgating edition, and so in the spirit of that, we're outside. So if you hear some odd noises in the background, that's why.
There are no cicadas this time.
Not yet. It's not hot enough. Mm-mm. Yeah, last time we did this it was they were obnoxious in the background. So I am Greg, and I'm going to be your host. Joining me today,
I'm usually always here.
I know. You haven't left since the last podcast.
You can't get rid of me. That's the way it is. I'm Lynn.
Welcome.
According to public radio, today's name is Deo Husanini Chan.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, so
or
can we...
Chan.
Not my
I prefer
name.
Chan. Mm-hmm.
Okay, can we just call you Dale? Or
hi, Dale.
Deo.
Rad, really, it made quite an impression on Rad last week when we went through the public radio name
generator.
Mm-hmm. We've been having fun with it ever since. I mean, what the names that they have on public radio, they're just not like Rob Smith. You're not going to hear Rob Smith on public radio. He's not.
Never.
Well, he's...
What would Rob Smith's name be if he were...
Just wait one moment and I'll give you the answer to
okay.
that.
Is he one of the Bloody Mary listeners, the friends of...
It's just a made-up name that's very common.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Rob Smith.
I'm sure there's a few out there, though. I might
okay,
even know
here
one.
We go. Rob, your name, mm-hmm. if you were on National Public Radio,
yeah.
is Claudio Walker Diallo.
Mm. Well, that makes sense. I understand the algorithm that creates these. I'm starting to kind of, I could almost do it myself.
Lots of hyphens.
Okay, what's
there.
My name, yeah. Greg?
Lynn Miller. Nobody's going to fuck with that. Are you kidding me? You're a legend. Who else is with us here? We're digressing before we even introduce ourselves. I think we're on to a good one here.
Yeah, it's getting out of hand already. Well, Dale, I'm Mike.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, good luck with your public radio interview.
I thought it was Kevin.
No, Mike.
Mike.
Erica.
And Erica. So we have a nice little group here, by golly. Try to keep up with us. We are on
good
Facebook.
Luck.
Yeah. We're on Facebook tearing it up quite a bit. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast got a lot of new friends on Facebook this last week. I don't know where they came from, but there's a lot of people engaging.
They'll be gone next week.
Believe me, yeah. That's right. We have
well, they're
problems.
Probably in town for the Oktoberfest.
It mm-hmm. could be. Yeah, mm-hmm. we've met, La Crosse has an annual Oktoberfest, which is quite an amazing spectacle, really. And I was out handing out stickers all over the place. So I think some of those people will probably come back to, what is it, Roost? Is that the right?
To Roost.
Or yeah. to listen.
To listen.
Yeah.
They're pointing at me.
Well, if people don't know, the website is oktoberfestusa.com. So
yeah.
we're kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I think it's the largest Oktoberfest in the United States, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
I think they also have a knockoff over in Germany as well.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
man, we've been having a great time with the Oktoberfest
bastards
this weekend, and we see people tailgating. But really, tailgating for them is more having a bunch of coolers and beers strewn about the yard and falling off of a roof. Find us also on the web, mybigfatbloodymary.com. And that's a nice place to go. You can actually listen. There's a player where you can listen to the episodes. And we also put the show notes on there. You can find links to recipes and articles that we refer to. On Twitter, hit us up at mybigfatbloodymary. And on Instagram, posted some really nice pictures today already of some Bloody Marys. A Big Fat Bloody Mary. And on Snapchat, Big Papa, BigPapaah.
Papa, I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Well, last week was probably the best episode. I feel like today is pretty good, but it might be the second best ever because last week was phenomenal. Go back and listen to episode 19. We had Corey Call from Arliss Nancy in the studio. We did an interview, and he sang a song special for us. And it turned out, really good. That's worth just listening to. And it's kind of at the front of the show. So if you really hate this show, just go listen to the first part and then shut her down. I don't care. But Corey Call, and you really should check out his albums, too. He's on iTunes and also on Amazon. Or Arliss Nancy is the band.
We had a really good live studio audience as well.
Yeah, we had a beautiful crowd. That was a great time. Yeah. What I remember of it. Then we reviewed Murph's famous Bloody Mary mix, and that was really unique, really interesting stuff. If you want to hear how we liked that, go listen to episode 19. One thing I forgot, though, was to announce our winners from the previous show, which was Parker's Hangover Tonic Caesar mix. And those winners were Holly Tim and Mario Yoakum. So those guys are going to win each $25 gift credit for the Parker's website. And while we're at it, let's announce some more winners. See, all you got to do is share this stuff, and you could be Mario. You wouldn't have to work another day in your life. You'd have $25 to spend on a website that's got candied peanuts and Bloody Mary.
Don't spend it all in one spot.
Candied peanuts.
Well, no, actually, you would have to, Brad, because it's got to be on the website. Mm-hmm. But I like the sentiment. My dad always told me that. Every time he gave me any cash money for anything, that's what he would say. Don't spend it all in one. I never understood it. But
it has some logic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I suppose. Like maybe leave the bar before it's all gone. I don't know.
Huh. Yeah. So you have cab money?
So today's winners, now these folks are going to win a Murph's Famous gift pack. And I don't know exactly what that is, but I'm going to guess maybe there's a T-shirt involved. I don't know. But the winners are Pam Hartwell and Dan Pratt.
Yay. So,
yeah, hit us up if you guys are listening, but you know they're not. They'll never see those prizes.
What else do they do on?
They're
a
part
Sunday?
Of the people that friended us this week, and they'll be gone next week.
The
once they really know what they're in for.
Johnny's come lately.
Yeah,
leave quickly.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, last week, I don't know if you as a listener know what a quumpf is, and you're not gonna know probably, unless you go back to episode 19 and Erica lays it out quite eloquently what a quumpf is, and I think she's got some more of that today. But what? Yeah, that was a good one.
I figured that maybe with all my bicycle riding during Oktoberfest, maybe this happened.
Okay. Well, they'll have to go to episode 19.
They'll have to figure it out.
What that is. Yeah. Today we are going to get our drink on, and I'm pretty excited about this one. I'm going to defer to Erica to tell us what the hell are we drinking here? What is this?
Enough of the garnish. Let's get to the drink.
Do I need to read the recipe?
Caught you off guard there, didn't I? No. Just give us the cliff notes, you know. Okay. I'll just go ahead.
Okay, I got it.
What do you got?
So today's Bloody is brought to you by both the Heritage Tavern in Madison, Wisconsin. It's their Bloody Mary mix. Mm-hmm. But also, I believe it's in the fall edition of Edible Madison.
Oh, it absolutely is.
It's published in there, mm-hmm. at least on their website for sure.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful mix of standard vodka, regular tomato juice. It's got, some of the staples like celery, salt, Worcestershire, lemon, lime, That kind of thing. It's also got some ground mustard seeds, actual mustard, like a really cool Korean chili paste. Yeah, some Tabasco. Yeah, a lot of cool things going on in there.
Yeah.
So,
So this is what, if you were to go into Heritage Tavern, this is
that's what, yeah,
that's what you'd get. Yeah, it's to look at it. Wow, there's a lot of particulates in it.
And there's no horseradish in it, believe it or
there's
not.
There's none?
No.
Really? No, it looks like there would be. They look like little,
I saw the mustard stuff.
Yeah, so thanks to Edible Madison for sharing that. So we'll talk about this fall edition of theirs today. I don't know how to read myself, but I'm hoping other members of the cast can. And no, they have quite a few recipes, and we're gonna talk about two of them. One is a dip that Erica made, and the other, of course, is the Bloody Mary mix that she just referred to. We're also gonna enjoy a song from Lynn.
I'm beating my head against the microphone.
We put a lot on. Yeah. And then we do have a question for you too, Eric. Lynn,
yeah, I'm
sorry.
Lynn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, okay.
It's been a long Oktoberfest.
It has.
Yeah. Erica's got some obscure profanity. And then we'll rate this mix. So that's pretty much all it is. It's not rocket science. This is a fairly simple process.
Thank God.
Right? Especially yeah. So why don't we start off with a drink? Let's start pouring.
It's about time.
Yeah, I know. I was starting to get the shakes there a little bit.
This looks substantial.
Substantial is a good word. There's a lot going on in here. It's almost like
that's good.
Three-dimensional.
Okay, here we go.
Let's give it a taste, and yeah, let's hear your initial thoughts on it. Lynn, have you had a taste yet?
I like it.
I can definitely taste the booze, and I made it verbatim on the recipe. So,
the recipe, when I read it, I thought, wow, that's going to be pretty intense because it's kind of some large amounts of some items that have a lot of flavor.
Mustard. What do you mean adding? Yeah. You mean adding vodka? What's so difficult about that?
No, nothing. Well, I used an actual shot glass this time.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't just eyeball it.
Yeah. I tried.
I wanted to be authentic.
I tried put more in, and she stopped me.
Yeah, I said, no, it's in there.
And there's mustard in this?
Ground mustard seeds. So right arm is going to be very tired tomorrow. I ground mustard seeds.
Oh, I'm glad you clarified that. Yeah. I was a little concerned.
No, I was right there with you.
Research, can you please check into...
Okay.
Brad, did you get a taste of this?
I did. I can taste the mustard. I like the balance of the flavor in here. I really, really do. No horseradish, right?
Nope.
But the Korean chili paste?
Mm-hmm. It actually wasn't that hot by itself. Mm. Surprisingly.
Not as hot as she is.
Thanks, Brad.
Yeah.
Thanks, yum.
Michael, what's your initial thought?
Well, at first I thought...
I noticed you dumped yours out right away.
At first I thought, oh, this is a little high on the sodium. Mm-hmm. But then I thought, no, maybe not. Maybe is it that the chili paste that I'm tasting?
There is celery salt in there. No. Probably almost a teaspoon for your entire drink. So yes, I kind of thought that was a little salty myself.
But I like the heat on the backside of it. It's not too much.
Yep.
And it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Erica?
I do like it. Again, yeah, there's a little salt. And since I made it myself, again, I think maybe there's a little too much celery salt. Other than that, it would just be whatever sodium's in the tomato juice.
Yeah.
And mustard. But... oh, it's cool, and yeah, it looks cool. You know,
I like this part where we don't have to put a number. We can
if you went to a bar and it just
objective.
Sorry, if you went to a bar and obviously they serve you this,
yeah,
it obviously looks homemade.
Yeah,
you know,
it does because I didn't know. It's quite an attractive picture.
It's tasty as well. Yeah,
I'm pretty impressed that a bar would make something this. You know.
Elaborate.
Yeah, I'm impressed with it, and I like it. My first taste. One thing, though, I feel like it's missing, is a beer chaser.
That's right.
What state are we in?
The state of Wisconsin. What do we do?
Savages.
Do
here.
It.
Do it.
Yeah.
There we go. Chase that ass up.
I thought we weren't supposed to do that anymore.
No, we are supposed to do that.
In that one segment.
Oh, right.
That one 3-second segment.
Why don't we one more time
that
illustrate
wasn't the
what
crowd.
We're not
that was
do?
The sound of satisfaction.
Yeah, right, because we decided we're not doing that anymore. Right.
Yeah, so be sure to applaud in your microphone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that one too. I like the double. I call that trumping, you know? Just when you think you should back off from it, no.
No,
it keeps going.
Keep going.
Down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's called stupidity.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh. Well, no, you can delete that.
Oh, we're not going to
be political.
No, I would never edit you, Lynn.
You need a chaser with this one. It has a dry finish.
Mm-hmm.
So you need that. Yes. You need that beer.
I agree.
I wonder what they actually serve it with at the Heritage. That would be good if they could chime in.
If they have if they're listening. I like it. I like it. It's very interesting. Very complex. I mean, there's a lot of flavors going on there. Good stuff. So while we drink this, and I find it helpful to get a good stiff
drink before I sing.
Yeah. You sound better the more I drink. But Michael, you were asking about tailgating. And I don't know, people might not even know what tailgating is necessarily.
That's a good point.
Right? What do you consider tailgating, Lynn?
Oh. Putting your tail down and mm-hmm. a gate up.
Yeah. It seems obvious, but it bears mentioning.
Wow.
To me, tailgating, you go to a sporting event,
yes.
typically, right? And you're out in the parking lot waiting for the game to begin, and you bring food, mm-hmm. Probably something to drink. And, you just right off the tailgate of your truck or your car.
Or your 1972 Ford mm-hmm. Gran Torino station wagon with the fold-down tailgate.
Yeah.
Nice.
Lime green in color.
Mm. Do you have one of those?
Had one, yeah.
Okay.
I had a feeling maybe mm-hmm. you did, because that was pretty specific.
It was.
Conjures up an image.
I know, Valare.
Tailgating, is it regional? I mean, here in the Midwest, of course, we do it right. Little League games, for crying out loud. But,
hey, where are your parents? Oh, they're still out tailgating.
We tailgated at a funeral.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm not even mad.
Recently, or
when Earl died.
Oh my God!
Well, he would have wanted that.
Well, that was probably in his wishes.
Yeah.
Uh huh. It is Wisconsin. I don't know. That's a good question though, Mike. Is it a regional thing? Is it kind of a Midwestern thing, or do people in California do they tailgate? Why don't you go to our Facebook and let us know to our listeners now. Go to Facebook.
They do it on the East Coast.
And let us know if you guys, wherever you're from, tell us where you're from and if you tailgate and how you do it.
Well, actually, if you're from the East Coast, I know you got a story to share, but according to Google, drive too closely behind another vehicle. So if you're from the East Coast, mm-hmm. that's how you define tailgating.
That doesn't sound as fun as what we're doing.
No.
It sounds risky. I mean, our behavior is a bit risky. I'll admit it.
Yeah.
You can drink while doing both, but... It's not
that
advised.
That's just called tailing somebody. That's not called tailgating.
Yeah. But that's what he Googled.
Well,
it's on the internet. So
they're
it's
from the new. Yeah, I know he wins. East.
And I think it depends on the sports venue. I mean, if you have the parking to do it,
mm-hmm.
You know, then you're going to have your tailgating.
Right. Boy, I've been to some Brewer games, and honest to God, the tailgating is more fun than the baseball game. Those are it's like a whole village, a small city out there.
It is.
And just
it is.
The smell of sausages cooking, wafting through
the air.
Yeah,
people bring mini grills, whatever they're called.
They're called mini grills.
Baby Webbers.
Mm-hmm. Smoky Joes.
The round ones.
Oh, they bring bigger ones than that. I've seen some elaborate
people
setups.
Are nuts.
They'd bring one that size.
Anyone ever been to Lincoln, Nebraska for...
Hell
for
no.
a game out there.
No.
I went to one of their, what's the Bush League?
Little League World Series? No.
We have a lot of that out there.
Big Red.
Oh, gosh. You know, like one of the Farm League
the
teams. They have the Salt Dogs, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been to one of those games.
Yeah, so my first tailgate, are we telling stories like that or no?
Sure. Well, Mike was gonna, but I don't
know.
I know,
and then
he
never even started because you kept cutting him off and talking about Nebraska or something.
Well, I was saying that in Nebraska, if you go to a game out there, I mean, very elaborate. I mean, mm-hmm. huge setups. And they have on the back of these trailers, they have flat screen TVs, and they set up their dish, and they have the game on. And some people aren't even going into the game. I mean, they just, I mean, it's,
stay out.
Yeah, it's something
they don't even
to behold.
Buy tickets.
What the hell? You watch it.
You make more money in the parking lot for parking.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I've done that at a Wisconsin Badger game. We like to go down to those. They're a blast. And there's a couple of bars or even gas stations. Anyone who's got a little sliver of real estate near Camp Randall
just
will
put up a little bit of orange fence.
They'll put up a fence and charge you to get in or let you in and serve, you know, sell you things. And a friend and I were down at one of these, and it was dubbed the world's largest
tailgate party.
And
it no longer exists.
I know. Someone put up an apartment building there or something. But it was indeed so awesome that we went into the game, and we watched maybe a quarter of it, and it was looking like it was going to be a blowout. I thought, we have this. And we thought, you know what? I kind of like that tailgate party. Let's go back. So we went back there for the rest of the time. It was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine, I think my first tailgate was maybe in, I don't know, early college. And we went to a Brewer game. But at the time, I was supposedly a Cubs fan. Or I was with all my Illinois friends that were Cubs fans.
Yeah.
And so it was a Cubs-Brewers game, and we went at, I think we tailgated in the parking lot until maybe the fifth or sixth inning. And then we finally went in, and we finally got in. One of my friends had a lot of choice words for one of the Brewers players that she yelled out a lot. It was actually quite funny.
Did she have Tourette's?
No. But she had... It was quite funny. It was quite funny.
That'd be an excuse.
At the time. And then we left. And so, yeah, pretty much the entire game, we were in the parking lot tailgating.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. You guys tailgate, Lynn?
I'm not a big... I mean, I know you all know this, and I can't... Yeah. Probably shouldn't admit it, but I'm not a big sports fan.
Yeah.
I like... I mean, we went to a couple games. My kids and when they're adults, and it was fun. I like the camaraderie of, maybe that's why people do this anyway. Maybe they're not even watching the damn games. They're probably just, well, like you said, it's more fun in the parking lot. Drinking and eating and flirting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you flirt during those?
Flirting's one of the highest forms of tailgating.
It is. I
missed
did
out.
Not know that. I did not know that.
I've had some memorable tailgating experiences. I went to the Packer playoff game when it was... It was two seasons ago. I mean, it was really cold. It wasn't quite the record, but it was like minus 19 degrees.
And that's not a record.
Yeah.
Why would you even go?
Your Bloody Mary would freeze before you could drink
it. Not the way I'd mix them.
Yeah, just straight
vodka. Not the way
Rolf
would mix them.
Maybe it turned to a slush at some point.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. That is insane. And so you were tailgating?
Yeah, we were out at
19 below zero, and you're standing around in a parking lot.
In a snowmobile suit, all bundled up.
We're a hardy
breed, because that's what
we?
You do. You know, you couldn't take that ritual out of the game, or it just wouldn't be.
How many hand and toe warmers did you have on your body? How many hand and toe warmers did you have?
Oh, several. They were handing them out. That's how cold
it was. Oh, good. Okay.
I mean, they were just like, you'll die if you don't have these.
You know, one of the things I like about tailgating, too, is the music. And that reminds me of Lynn singing. Do you have a song for us today, Lynn?
You picked it out. Yes, I do.
I did. I work you like a rented mule.
And I really thought, okay, you know me, I'm pretty easy. So, I have a song picked out. Do you want me to say what it is? It's Michael Jackson.
What is it? Is it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Michael couldn't be here.
Quit talking, Greg. I came to hear Lynn sing.
Yeah. They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face, you better disappear. The fire's in their eyes and their words are really clear. So beat it, just beat it. You better run, you better do what you can. Don't want to see no blood, don't be a macho man. You want to be tough, better do what you can. So beat it, but you want to be bad. Just beat it, beat it. No one wants to be defeated. Showing how funky strong is your fight. Doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just beat it, just beat it. Just beat it, just beat it. They're out to get you. Better leave while you can. Don't want to be a boy, you want to be a man. You want to stay alive, better do what you can. So beat it, just beat it. You have to show them you're Riley, not scared. You're playing with your life, this ain't no truth or dare. They'll kick you, then they beat you, then they'll tell you it's fair. So beat it, but you want to be bad. Just beat it,
beat it,
beat it,
beat it.
No one wants to be defeated.
Beat it.
Showing how funky, strong is your fight. Doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just beat it.
You go, girl.
Beat it. No one wants to be defeated. Showing how funky, strong is your fight. Doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Just beat it. Beat it. Beat it.
Sassy.
Beat it. I'm beat it.
Beat it, beat it.
Beat it.
Oh, boy.
Beat it. Beat it. Beat it. Beat it. Beat it. Is it over?
Just eat it.
Eat it.
Eat it.
Oh, my God. That was just
thank you, Lynn. No, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, you would.
You would.
I think that was one of the best ones yet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I'm glad that's over with.
We're breaking new ground today, aren't we, on a whole bunch of fronts.
Next week we should do Prince.
Man.
You.
Maybe. You know, we'll, here's the thing. We will take requests, or Lynn will. She might tell you to stick it up your ass, though.
Yeah,
she's done that to me more than once. Hey, Lynn, this would be a really fun one for you to do. Fuck you, I'm not doing that.
No, she's going to go beat it.
She's going to beat me over the head with it, probably.
Actually, we could loop it back to our tailgating theme, because I remember my first tailgating experience in Milwaukee, the song Let's Go Crazy by Prince just came out.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And that was, I mean, it was cranking in several spots.
Let's get nuts.
And that was the theme. And I remember I had two Miller Lights. It's the first time I'd ever really drank.
Two?
Yeah. And I remember thinking, I'm hammered.
You're lying.
How old were you, Michael?
I was a sophomore in high school.
Wow.
So that would have been illegal then.
It was illegal, yes.
None of us are all shocked.
I'm still reeling from this.
Yes.
Revelation.
Can I still get in trouble for that? I mean,
no.
No, it's just, what do they call it? A statute of limitations.
The statute of limitations is expired.
It's done.
All
right, you could have murdered somebody back then. I mean, when you were that age, that was. Well,
I don't know what happened after the two Miller Lights. I might have.
Yeah.
Did I sing?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did that already, Lynn. Yeah. And just for the record, you did a great job.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Beat it.
Yeah, do you feel refreshed? Lynn was just sleeping a little bit. It's okay. It's a safe place here on the patio. So we're in the spirit of tailgating. We took one of the recipes, and I'm putting a link on the website to the Edible Madison article, their whole edition. They have quite a few recipes on there. I mean, and these are recipes that are kind of, they are geared toward tailgating, so they're portable. You know, they're not like going to go rancid real fast, and they put a lot of thought into it. But Erica made, in addition to making this Bloody Mary mix that we're enjoying, she also made a dip, and we ate quite a bit of that before we started recording. What's the deal on this dip? This is one that you got to try.
It was really good.
Oh, my God.
It was delicious.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
I think it's called bacon caramelized onion jam, and it's really good.
You had me at bacon.
Uh-huh. So you take thick sliced bacon, and you roast it in the oven for whatever, 400 degrees, 20 mm-hmm. minutes, whatever. Get it crispy.
Yeah.
And then you dribble some of the bacon grease into a skillet. Dribble that into a skillet. I use the cast iron. Then, it asks you to actually pat dry the bacon. Mm-hmm. Get all that fatty grease out of there.
Right.
Then cut it up when it's cool. But then you also, to the hot skillet, you add thinly sliced onion, garlic, thyme, mustard, bourbon. Greg's getting further and further away.
I was burping. Oh, okay. I was moving from the microphone.
All right.
Thanks for pointing it out, though.
Okay, feel better?
So, and you're welcome.
The bourbon sounds interesting.
Yeah. So thyme, mustard, bourbon, maple syrup, and balsamic vinegar to this thing, and just, fry it all up together, let it boil down to a glaze-ish type thing. Well, I'm sorry, and you add the bacon back into it. So get that all boiled down, and then you let it cool, and then pulse it in a either blender or
processor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And make it into
really
a dip.
Good.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
It's delicious.
It comes out as a kind of a thick, very dark
pesto paste.
Yeah, very similar in consistency to a pesto. Obviously, it's not green in color, but Jiminy Cricket. I started eating it with a pita chip, and I just moved into a large spoon.
Yeah.
One point is.
Yeah,
it's
so good. We chose to serve it with pita chips and whole wheat crackers. So choose what you want, but delicious either way.
Make this stuff, seriously. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go tailgating, make it up. And yeah, go to Edible Madison and check out all these recipes. They put a lot of thought into it. And another plug, you know that they're legit because they actually have run a couple of recipes that we wrote for the website. So if you go back, like last year, we did some kind of autumn themed, like a pumpkin infused vodka recipe and stuff. So they're okay.
Did they do the caprese one or no?
Oh boy, I don't remember.
Oh no, they did the dill one.
They did a summer one, and then they also did the autumnal bliss.
The dill one.
And then the dill infused.
Autumnal
bliss. Yeah. Well, okay, cool. Thanks for sharing that, and thanks for making it, Erica. It was awesome.
Well, thank them. Thank you, Edible Madison.
Yeah.
Enough of that. Now, on to this.
We do have a question today. This is for Lynn, and she will field your questions, by the way. If you have one, go ahead, hit us up on Facebook or Twitter, at My Big Fat Bloody Mary, or go to the website, mybigfatbloodymary.com, and ask your question. And there doesn't seem to be a boundary. You've handled.
I'm getting ready to Google.
All. Oh, no, that's cheating. So here is today's question for Ask Lynn. And this comes from, I hope I read this right. This is a Twitter question, and everyone's got these strange handles. Marcy Bugle Baby on Twitter.
Well, I like that already.
Right?
All right, Bugle,
so Marcy,
Bugle Boogie Woogie Boys.
Marcy Baby says this: I know boys will be boys, but my boy is 73. And he's still chasing women. Any suggestions?
Gross.
Well, oh, sorry, I'm 75.
I know.
I know, but I can say that 73-year-old men are gross.
Is he chasing you, Marcy?
What, other women,
other
she says.
Women.
Other women.
Oh, Lord.
73 years
73.
Old?
73.
In a way, I almost want to cheer for the... I'm kidding. No,
does he use...
We don't...
I'm sorry.
Advocate.
Well, can we ask, does he use some sort of...
Prophylactic?
Well, that would be hard to do because I just wrote it down. For the, Marcy Baby Bugle is not here with
she
us.
She didn't say anything. So
that's a great
idea. Research hasn't done any background on
research
her.
It.
Yeah.
Well, I know what my mother would do if okay. You know, if that was the case. He wouldn't even get out of the house. I mean, she'd smack him alongside the head. And
really?
She just, okay. Is he just a flirt? Is he like women? Because there's a lot of men out there like to flirt, but they're not going to cheat on you. They're just going to flirt. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what their history is. How long she been with this 73-year-old boy? First of all, she's calling him a boy. Is it just kind of a little joke?
She put
boys
little
will boys
quotes.
Will be boys. Yes,
she put a boy, quote yeah. around boy.
I hate that term. Christ, freaking be a goddamn man and quit being a boy.
All right, we finally got the answer.
I agree.
Out of her.
Yeah. I mean, if you, a little respect.
Yeah.
Depends on how blatant. I mean, if he's just telling some woman he likes mm-hmm. her dress or he compliments somebody, but he's actually chasing them and pinching them on the butt and doing all that kind of stupid crap, dump him, Marcy.
Yeah. Don't tolerate it.
No, don't Greg, tolerate it.
Greg, can you answer this? What would you be doing in 21 years?
Oh! Ooh. Are we Ooh. Doing math?
Is this...
To just do a little bit of math.
Yeah. Ooh, but, yeah, I doubt I'll be alive then.
Can I answer that for you?
Yes.
Because you like women, but I don't ever see you doing anything that would really offend a woman.
Right. And well, this, not when you're looking, I don't.
Well, I'm glad you've noticed that, Lynn. Thank right. you for that information.
I mean,
I
just,
do like women a lot.
Yeah,
though.
You do, but you're not, you're just that whole boys will be boys and just... Dirty old man, because that's kind of what it comes down to when you get to be a 73, 75-year-old
like
man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Right.
It's respect.
It's just, so, yeah, it's mm-hmm. disrespectful mm-hmm. to his partner.
It's disrespectful
well.
To her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now, are they married? Are they dating? Do they live together? I don't know any history.
We should maybe have people fill out an entire
yeah,
survey.
Right, an application.
You know, because, like, Lynn, I feel like we can never answer the, like, as women,
mm-hmm.
and especially because it's your question, but. We can never answer these legitimately because we have to know backstories on all these things, you know?
Right. Well, you just kind of have to take them at face value.
And he's probably the kind of guy women all avoid. It must be kind of embarrassing if you go to a party with this guy and they, oh, God, here he comes.
Well, but you know what? It could be, although he's dead, Robert Redford. I mean, you don't know.
Robert
this could
Redford's
be,
not
he's
dead.
He's not dead.
Oh, that's, I'm sorry. I was
Paul Newman?
I was thinking of
Paul Newman.
Newman.
Okay.
I saw the...
don't shock me.
I know. I was like, what?
Sorry about
that.
That
happened
oh,
this
no!
morning?
You didn't tell me, Erica.
Yeah, that would be bad. But you know what I mean? You hear 73 and you
right
know,
away think.
You're stereotyped a little bit
yeah,
there.
But there's
you know
a
mean?
Lot of good-looking 73-year-old men
yeah.
out there, trust me.
He might not be out like being a lech. He might have some real options.
But he's married or he's with somebody. That's,
exactly.
That's the point.
That's
yeah.
the bottom line.
Yes,
right,
yeah.
right.
So, yeah, you can't do that.
So as you fill out surveys or in the future, if yeah. you'd like to submit a question of that to us, right. please email Sam at mybigfatbloodymary.com.
Our research
more
guy.
Information
and he'll field it.
So we can properly answer your question.
If you could attach a hair sample as well.
A hair sample would be good. A picture.
Really?
Yes.
Send
yeah.
us a picture
that.
And that would be just as good too.
Yep.
Yeah.
If we could get frontline to
picture,
do an
Greg?
Investigation on our question.
Right. Well, okay. Well, I think you answered that pretty well, Lynn. Thank you. And yeah, if you have a question for Lynn, go ahead, send it in. She'll take it. Let's get on to our next segment, Obscure Profanity.
Time for today's profanity.
Erica, did you round up any lesser known, you know, the profanity less traveled, if you will?
I totally forgot.
Damn it. Okay, moving right along.
I have four.
You're kidding, aren't you?
I have four.
Oh,
well.
You do? Okay, good. Well, lay them on me.
This is my big job for the week, is mm-hmm. finding these profanities. So.
I don't know how you do it.
All right. Trog with
a
two
trog?
G's. T-R-O-G-G.
It was a 60s band,
trog.
The Trogs.
Trog. Can yeah. we guess
no,
what it is before you tell
us? If
I
you
think...
want to guess what it is,
yeah,
that's
just
fine.
A trog.
Does
trog.
It have a
sounds
public
like a drink.
Radio name?
That's what?
Trog.
What do you think it is?
There, we back to the public trog. Radio names.
Trog.
What do you
kind
think
of a drag.
It is, Lynn? What do you
a
think
drag.
A trog is?
Somebody's kind of draggy. They're,
that's close.
It's
close.
Kind of
they're
somebody.
Load.
Somebody, yeah, load, right.
You well, just, They're a simpleton or a fuckwit. Oh, I like the fuckwit part.
I think fuckwit is better than trog, actually.
Simpleton, semicolon, fuckwit.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm
so you don't
want to
be a, don't be a trog.
No.
No.
These are helping me because I read a lot of British novels, and well, there's a lot of words in there I have absolutely no idea. So this is helping me out with my understanding what they're saying.
Wow, I'm glad, Lynn.
Yes,
see,
I'm
helping
you out.
We're providing an important service.
Are these British novels of the romance kind? Or?
No, I don't like romance novels.
Okay. No, good.
They're porn, right?
Yes. Okay, Slapper.
A slapper.
Oh,
not like the flapper of the
20s. I have a friend. His nickname is the Slapper.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, okay.
He's 73 years old.
No.
Right?
But you probably all might know him, but I'm not going to name any names.
Well,
but
it's
his nickname.
Yeah,
you don't
need a
slapper.
Lawsuit.
Slapper.
Oh, here
that's
he comes.
His college. That's his college nickname.
Some people never really get over
well,
that.
Well, he's not going to like this definition. It's,
go ahead.
It's a slag, semicolon, dirty woman.
Oh,
really?
She who has been around a bit, from the Yiddish, schlepper, meaning literally,
schlepper.
I don't fancy yours much.
So how do you spell schlepper?
S-C-H-L-E-P-P-R.
I've seen that used
before. Yes. Schlepper. I have no idea what you just said.
But she's, yeah, I have.
A slapper, getting around kind of woman.
Like
it's
the 73-year-old guy?
Is a woman
a
that
is
gets
an,
around, like
okay,
a record.
Okay, so she's a...
You know, like,
but
sleeps around, gets around.
A dirty whore, Brad.
Been around the block.
A dirty whore.
Been around the block a few times.
Call the spade a spade.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Let's,
a woman of the night.
Dirty whore. I don't fancy yours much.
Bitch. Like a dirty pirate hooker, but she's not a pirate.
You don't want to get any of that.
Okay. A pirate's hook?
Well, I don't want to get a pirate's hook either. Would you?
That's extra.
Do you have any more?
Yes, I do. Park the tiger.
Oh, my.
Oh,
I
know. It's not what you think.
Oh,
it's not what you think.
Okay, park the car.
Park the tiger.
Park the tiger.
The tiger.
Anyone want to take a shot at what this might be? Mike, I think you look like you have an idea. I saw a bubble go over your head, and then you felt really embarrassed.
Ding, 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 ding.
Are you ready to park the tiger?
Hey, that would be a good ad campaign.
It actually goes back to one of our previous episodes.
I was
going to
say
of.
It's about
it's
poop.
But it's about poop. We're back to poop.
Yeah. No, we're not. Oh, okay. To puke.
To puke.
Let out a technicolor yawn. And so if we were to refer back,
yawn.
The original one would have been liquid laughter, which also equated to
psychedelic yodeling.
Yodeling,
I remember that one.
And so Park the Tiger is similar to that.
Park the Tiger.
So they're going to also say let out a technicolor yawn.
Where do they come up with this shit?
They're just making
they
stuff.
Just refer just, they yeah. like write down definitions and then refer to other ones. When yeah. they do this, but they also might throw in another word like technicolor yawn.
Excuse me,
yeah,
I need
just
to go
to help
that
out.
That makes sense, but park the tiger.
That's doesn't.
Yeah, what's the tiger? Is it the stripes that are just sort of in a random?
I have no idea.
Somebody's just saying stuff.
I'm just making sure.
Look at
they're
British.
Saying
British.
Stuff.
Yeah, flying for tiger.
How many is that now? Are we?
That's three. I have one.
So
more.
That means
I have
there were four,
more.
And that was three. So we have two more.
I have one more. I thought there wasn't going to be any math today. All right. Last meat supper.
Mm. Uh-oh. Last meat
it's
supper.
It's the final fling before marriage.
whoa.
Really?
Here's that'd be that.
Well, hold on.
I thought it was like when I'm going out of town, you know, and I'm going to be gone for a while, and never mind.
The other term they like to use for it is, it's all fish suppers thereafter.
So it has something to do with Lent?
Is this a Lenten practice? Or?
Only on Fridays.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're
I'm
welcome.
I'm always a little bit uncomfortable and amused at the same time. All right, let's go ahead and put a rating on this recipe from Heritage Tavern in Madison, a very unique blend of ingredients. Lynn, do you want to give us a number using the international scale of 1 to 77? Or not?
Is this an optional day for?
Yeah, it's a little spicy for me, but it's good. I really like it. I had to have some cheese with it. That really helped.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say a 69.
Okay.
I like the number 69.
You know, you've rated the last four in a row a 69.
That's, well, I'm they've all been so dirty
that you like.
I just like the number.
Yeah. No, well, that's a pretty good solid mark right there.
Well,
yeah.
It's good. I've just, but like, you panel members like it spicier than I do.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Brad?
You know, I've been taking notes over the last hour and a half that we've been recording this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure you have.
And I'm not sure Erica, the sodium, you said it was how much celery salt?
Per person, it should have been about one teaspoon of celery salt.
I'm not sure we're tasting the celery salt. If you compare to some of the other mixes that we reviewed, you know, the more and more that you taste it after a while, you're like, you get this taste, and I'm not getting that salty taste. And I think it's being masked by the Korean, is it the Korean chili paste that we were talking about earlier, and the mustard. I don't think it's the salt. And I think this mix, if I think it tastes better ice cold. You know, we just had a reload here just a few minutes ago. So the glass that I have right now, I've got a ton of ice in there, and I think that also changes the taste that I'm getting from this mix. I also think it would taste great with some pickled veggies. Really, really good.
That was the specific garnish you were maybe supposed to put.
Yes.
With pickled veggies and some meat. And
really?
I didn't do it.
And that's fine.
That
and I also fault. And I would also suggest if somebody went to the Heritage in Madison, I think make sure you get an olive, get maybe like a mozzarella cheese ball, and dress this thing up, because I think it has potential. It's not the best tasting mix that I think we've reviewed, but I do like it.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have, what's interesting, it doesn't have horseradish. And how many other mixes do we review that have horseradish in it? And
most of them.
And they do, exactly. And I'm not sure that this is sodium. I think it's more the chili paste and the mustard that we're tasting. I do enjoy it. I recommend that you get a lot of ice in the glass and mix it around. Even try the bacon dip that recipe that we shared, and crackers. And I think you got a wonderful experience here. I'm going to give it a 67.
All right.
Sweet.
Fantastic. Michael?
I concur. I'm going to give it like a 72.
Wow.
It's drier than other bloodies I've had, which I like. It's more of a sipping, enjoy it for a long time. You're not going to be sucking these down. So yeah, I think
you've
got a
lot
of.
Speak for yourself. Ooh. Lynn's empty again. Weird.
But absolutely, with a lot of garnish on there, and I like it. I wasn't crazy about it at first, but I've really come around.
It's the vodka.
As we've been.
Yeah, and Lynn has gotten better looking, and Erica's gotten better looking.
I sound a lot better. Yeah. Let's do that song again.
I am about to park a tiger, but,
Oh. Beat it.
So a 70, 72.
72.
And Erica, what about you?
I guess I kind of go with Brett. I mean, knowing what I put into it, I never put celery salt in my own personal bloodies, so I think that the salt was a little issue for me. I think it was a little bit salty.
So it was celery salt, right?
Celery salt.
Not to interrupt you, but one workaround for that is if you grind celery seed, you can bypass a lot of the salt.
Yeah.
And it gives you a really nice fresh celery.
Or
infuse your vodka with celery.
Yeah. Cucumber would be good in that. A slice of cucumber.
Yeah.
Cool it down a little.
So next time maybe I would try that. But the recipe in general I think is really good. I think next time I would maybe just do half the salt. Yeah, I guess I will give it a 68.
a 68.
Respectable.
Actually, no. 69.
So can I
69.
Ask?
69. I'll go with Lynn.
Can mm-hmm. I 69. Ask?
So you're going to 69 with Lynn.
I'm going to 69 with Lynn.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Okay. What? What?
If I, can what? I ask your, when you, so you made, the, they gave you a recipe, so you ground everything up and made this all?
I made it verbatim from the recipe. Because
it didn't come in a packet.
But I times it by had, five and put right. it in.
Because a lot of the stuff, we come, it comes in a packet, and you just dump it in tomato
yeah, no,
juice.
No, no, no. So yeah, I made this from scratch.
Okay. All right. That's it, because yep. that's good to know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. First of all, I'm super impressed that a bar goes to the trouble to make such a fairly complicated mix, you know. I'm also amazed by how shitty most bars are. That seriously, you go into a bar and they have Zing Zang or a bottle of something. Okay, A, you're paying probably five times the cost if you just made your own.
Right.
B, it sucks. It's just A and B.
And you're probably right. shit-piling it.
And, well, yeah, then they shit-pile it. Whatever.
Sodium
so
bomb.
when I hear of a bar, I'm probably going to rate it a little higher just because I appreciate the effort and thought that they're putting into this. You know, as a bar that's pumping out a lot. This is a pretty high level of mix. So I'm pretty impressed with it. And so anyway, I'm going to give it a 72. I think it's a real solid mix. And I would definitely, this is a bar I would go to get a Bloody Mary. So that's my thought on it. So those are our thoughts. Thanks for tuning in. And we really would love to stay in touch with you guys. So if you can, stay with us. Follow us. I know.
If you can.
For a week.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
we will be back.
Yeah. We're on Facebook at My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. And on the web, mybigfatbloodymary.com. Hit us up on Twitter at My Big Fat Bloody Mary. And on Instagram, we are Big Fat Bloody Mary. And on Snapchat, we're Big Papa.
Throw your hands in the air if you think you're a player! Papa! I love it when you call me Big Papa!
So, thanks again for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.